Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, American Psychosis, A Historical Investigation of How the Republican Party Went Crazy by David Korn, is a work of political history and investigative journalism that examines the long evolution of the modern Republican Party's relationship with extremism, conspiracy thinking, racial resentment, and anti-democratic rhetoric. Rather than treating Donald Trump as an isolated rupture, the book argues that Trumpism emerged from decades of strategic choices, ideological drift, and alliances with fringe actors that were tolerated or encouraged for political gain. Korn traces this development from the McCarthy era through Goldwater conservatism, the rise of the new right, and into the age of Trump and January 6. The book is designed to explain how a major American party came to normalize irrationality and paranoia as tools of power. Its purpose is both historical and interpretive to show the continuity behind today's political crisis, and to clarify why the current GOP cannot be understood without its deeper post-war roots. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book's core argument, Trumpism, grew out of a much older party culture. Korn's central claim is that the Republican Party did not suddenly become radical when Donald Trump arrived. Instead, Trumpism is presented as the culmination of long-standing habits of political opportunism, grievance politics, and tolerance for extremism. This matters because it shifts the explanation away from personality alone and toward institutional and cultural continuity. The book argues that over many decades, Republican leaders repeatedly found that mobilizing fear, resentment, and anti-elitist anger could be electorally useful, even when it came at the cost of truth or democratic norms. By tracing those choices across generations, Korn frames Trump not as a historical accident, but as the most visible expression of patterns already embedded in the party. That perspective gives the book its force. It is not simply a book about one president, but about the political conditions that made his rise possible and durable. Secondly, from McCarthyism to Goldwater, the early normalization of paranoia and red baiting. A major portion of the book's historical value lies in its account of the post-war Republican right, especially the eras associated with Joseph McCarthy and Barry Goldwater. Korn shows how anti-communist panic, suspicion of institutions, and appeals to grievance became politically productive inside Republican politics. McCarthyism is important here not just as a scandal, but as an early model for rewarding aggression, innuendo, and performative outrage. Goldwater's movement, while different in style, helped create a more durable conservative infrastructure that could absorb and amplify resentment. Korn uses this history to explain how the party learned to benefit from exaggeration and demonization. The result was a political environment in which facts mattered less than loyalty and emotional intensity. This early period establishes the logic that later allowed more extreme figures and ideas to circulate within the mainstream rather than remain fully marginal. Thirdly, how the GOP built power through alliances with extremists, racists, and conspiracy networks, Korn emphasizes that the party's radicalization was not only ideological, but tactical. Republican politicians and operatives repeatedly benefited from alliances with extremists, segregationists, conspiracists, and other fringe actors who could mobilize voters or pressure the party from the outside. The book treats these alliances as a political mechanism rather than a set of isolated mistakes. When party leaders accommodated such forces, they normalized attitudes that had previously been considered disqualifying. That process helped turn resentment into a durable electoral asset. Korn's analysis is useful because it shows how extremism can enter mainstream politics through practical incentives. Candidates need turnout, activists need access, and leaders often prefer short-term gains to long-term institutional health. The historical lesson is that a party can become distorted not only by explicit ideology, but by repeated bargains with actors who exploit fear, racism, and conspiracy for influence. Fourthly, the book links political rhetoric to democratic erosion and the January 6 attack. Another key theme is the connection between years of rhetorical escalation and the breakdown of democratic restraint. Korn does not treat January 6 as a sudden eruption detached from prior politics. He presents it as the endpoint of a long process in which lies, delegitimization, and conspiratorial thinking became central to Republican messaging. Once opponents are routinely described as enemies, institutions as corrupt, and elections as suspect, violence becomes easier to justify or excuse. The book's historical approach shows how repeated patterns of political denial can weaken public confidence in elections, the press, courts, and even the idea of shared reality. This is where Korn's warning becomes broader than party critique. He is describing how democratic systems erode when one major party repeatedly rewards anti-democratic behavior. The book therefore functions as both history and diagnosis, connecting rhetoric, mobilization, and institutional fragility. Lastly, a fast-paced journalistic history aimed at making a complex political decline legible, Korn writes as an investigative reporter rather than as a detached academic historian. And that shapes the book's style and purpose. The narrative is fast-moving, heavily sourced, and organized around major turning points and consequential actors rather than abstract theory. This gives readers a clear path through a complicated political history that might otherwise feel diffuse. The book's value lies partly in its synthesis. It brings together familiar episodes from modern American politics and places them into a single explanatory framework. That makes it useful for readers who want a readable account of how the Republican Party's present condition developed over time. At the same time, the journalistic approach means the book prioritizes interpretation and argument over neutrality, which is part of its identity. Its strength is that it turns a sprawling political transformation into an intelligible narrative with a clear historical logic. In conclusion, American Psychosis will be most valuable to readers who want to understand modern American politics through history rather than through daily headlines alone. It is especially suited to readers interested in the Republican Party, post-war conservatism, political extremism, media-driven grievance, and the roots of Trumpism. The book offers practical intellectual benefits by helping readers recognize recurring patterns, how fear becomes a governing strategy, how conspiratorial thinking moves from fringe to mainstream, and how democratic norms can erode gradually through repeated compromise. What distinguishes it from many books about Trump or the GOP is its longer historical frame. Korn does not start in 2016 and work backward only a few years. He builds a case over decades, linking McCarthyism, the conservative movement, and party realignment to the politics that culminated in January 6. That broad scope makes the book more than a contemporary polemic. It is a historical explanation of how a major party normalized instability. And that makes it a useful reference point for anyone trying to understand the current political landscape, with more depth and less amnesia. If you would like to support David Korn, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.